Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The catcher, Milt May. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from May and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from May and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick fires to first and has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Horta who tags Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. There goes LaFleur. The throw from May and LaFleur is out. There goes Whitaker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Joaquin Fuss goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from May and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Joaquin Fuss reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. One out. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is walked intentionally. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Wackenfuss scores. Summers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Summers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson strikes out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.